Father, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. We thank you because our hands are indeed blessed. The lines are falling onto us in pleasant places. We have a goodly heritage. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, because our heads are above. You are the glory and lifter up of our heads. We are above and not beneath. We are ahead and not behind. We are lenders and not borrowers. We are leaders, not just followers. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And gives understanding to the simple. Glory to God. So today, let that light enter into our hearts at the word of the Lord, and let it bring grace. Let it bring understanding. In the name of the Lord Jesus. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, there is excitement in the air. The glories of God are falling everywhere. Flashes of spiritual grace and power are everywhere. You know, you just have to open your mind and eyes to see what the Lord is doing. Today is the first day of the month of June 2026. I'm going to read, do some scripture reading, and I'm going to declare some prophetic, powerful declarations for you. Glory to God. So you be ready, and let's go along for this ride. Praise God. Are you ready to walk on stones of fire this morning? Woohoo! I'm going to read from the book of Haggai, chapter 1. Glory to God. And the book of Haggai, chapter 1, if you have your Bibles, if you are able to do so, turn with me to the book of Haggai. And I'm going to read from verse 1. Book of Haggai, chapter 1, and verse 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, and the first day of the month, such as today. Now, we just so happen to be in the sixth month, and we know that our calendar is not exactly like the Jewish calendar, but it is the sixth month, and it is the first day of the month. Now, on that day, the first day of the sixth month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts. Now, that was the word of the Lord unto them at that time. Well, let's hear what the word of the Lord is unto us at this time. You know, in their time, it was God challenging them that, why are you guys not concerned about the house of the Lord? I mean, you guys have built for yourself mansions and things, you know, but the house of the Lord lies in waste. Well, get up, go to the mountain, get wood, be strong and build and so forth. You know, that was the word of the Lord to them at that time. But the significance of this text is that it so happened that it was on the, first day of the sixth month. And they prepared their hands and their hearts to do this thing. And by the 24th day of the month, they were ready. You know, they were ready. The people came out, were told in the very last verse of this chapter, in the fourth and 24th day of the sixth month, they were ready to do this thing that the Lord commanded. And it took them some time, you know, to get their act together. But they did it. And then the Lord went on to challenge them again, furthermore, you know, and say, look, since we are now embarking on rebuilding this house, tell me, how many of you saw this house in its first glory? Well, How do you see it now? Is it now in your eyes? Is it not in your eyes? Comparison of that old one as nothing. Then the Lord said to Zerubbabel, be strong, and to Joshua the high priest, be strong as well, and all you people of the land, you know, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord. Now, according to that word, the Lord spoke to them. Well, let's see what the Lord will speak unto us today. Now, today, if you will hear his voice, scripture says, harden not your hearts. You know, prepare our hearts. And so when we prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord, and we hear it, it ought to inspire something in our hearts. You know, those prophets of old, you know, especially, you know, some of the ones we call the minor prophets, they would just appear like that and bring a word of encouragement to the people. Now, there is a word of encouragement for us today that I want to bring. And it's based on something the Lord has told us before, and even a few times before. And I am going to call out the prophetic declarations for you. You know, one time, you know, in the book of Luke, not in the book of Luke, but one time Luke, he said this thing. He said, look, inasmuch as it has, seemed good to many people, you know, to set in order some things, say, well, I want to also set in order some things. So I want to read just that one short verse to you. Luke chapter 1, actually, it is. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they deliver them unto us, well, which were from the beginning eyewitnesses and so forth, it seemed good to me also to do the same. So now, by the grace of God, in as much as, you know, in the beginning of the month, you know, people, you know, prophesy many things and so on and so forth, and so many declarations. And as we get towards the middle of the month, we're right now in the last month of the first half of the year, you know. So, well, let's remind ourselves of some of the things the Lord has told us before, you know, because it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to me that we should declare these words of the Lord to you again on this first day of the sixth month of this year. And what is the declaration that we are going to make? Well, I'm going to call out some blessings for you. It's up to you to receive. The Lord said, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it, saith the Lord. Well, Mary said, Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Hallelujah. One man said to Jesus, he said, speak the word only, and it shall be done. So, as you hear the word of the Lord, what will be your response? Well, you know, your response better be amen, because we're going to download this word of the Lord to you today. Now, you might remember last year, the Lord gave us the message of the prophetic repairs. Don't know if many people remember that and so forth. There's some significant call-outs that the Lord has made unto us for the last several years on this platform. I want to release those call-outs in the prophetic repairs series. I'm not going to teach the whole series because it's a long series to teach. I'm just going to release those things. And why so? Well, let me tell you why so. Number one, it's the expectation in the minds of the people. You know, people are expecting always, you know, beginning of June or something, you know, God's going to say this. Well, but more so, here's what the Lord said in the book of Isaiah, you know, chapter 44. I want you to consider the word of the Lord, you know, carefully what he says. You know, say, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things. Praise the Lord. I'm reading from Isaiah 44, verse 24. I am the Lord that maketh all things, right? That stretched forth the heavens alone, and that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. In other words, look, I did all that stuff. I didn't need any help then, and I don't need any help now. You know, that frustrated. See, this is where I'm going. Frustrated the tokens of the liars and make diviners mad. Now, what are tokens? Well, tokens are elements of sorcery. You know, that people use. You know, sometimes they take things that have your DNA, your picture, your this, or your name, and they call, you know, adjured different things, you know, to, you know, and so on in the world of the dark. Well, that's their stuff, but it doesn't work against us because the Lord says, I frustrate the tokens of the liars and make diviners mad. You know, people that gaze into crystal balls, you know, try to look into people's palms. Now, believers, you never, you know, never subscribe to these things like crystal balls, palm reading, and all that nonsense. The moment you subscribe, then they have power over you. But normally, they wouldn't. Why is that? Because Jesus said in John chapter 3 and verse 8, he said, for everyone that's born of the Spirit of God, they're like the wind. You can't tell where they're coming from or where they're going until they're passed by. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit of God. You can't discern, you know, you can't divine their lives. No. But they are born by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is what's moving them. Nobody can read your palm. You know, there's something that's coded in there, but don't submit to that. If you submit, they'll put a spell over you. But in those palms are coded. Something's coded there. It's in your fingerprint. That's why it's so unique. No two persons have the same fingerprint, not even twins. Something is coded in there. They try to read it, but they can't. They'll fool you too that they are reading it. The Holy Spirit has the decoder. And, you know, so all the lies and different things, you know, well, the Lord said, I frustrate them. I make diviners mad. But beyond that, you know, make diviners mad, I turn wise men backward. I make their knowledge foolish. But beyond that, I am the Lord that confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messengers. Hallelujah. So, now, that's what the Lord said. So, if I be a servant of the Lord, you know, one time, one man of God, Elijah, said, if I be a servant of the Lord, let such and such happen. Well, if I be a servant of the Lord, and if the Lord has sent me to deliver this message, then he must confirm it. Praise the Lord. And he will confirm it too, you know, because it is the word of the Lord unto you. Now, Lord, let me pray that prayer to release this for you. Now, Lord, let your words be verified. Glory to God, which you have spoken already to us. Now, as we re-declare these same words that you have spoken to us before, the Lord said the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance what I already told you. So, Holy Spirit is going to bring to our remembrance today, on this significant day, being the first day of the last month of the first half of this year. Very significant. You know that the things that we have been believing God for, they must now be accelerated. There must be some things that must of necessity happen now, because we're going to call out these things. Now, let thy word, O Lord, be verified, which you have spoken by your mouth. Let these words be fulfilled by your hands in the lives of your children as it is this day, in Jesus' name. Prophetic repairs for you this the remaining part of this year. Glory to God. The first thing, and the repairs, those of you that heard the lesson back then, you might remember. If you never heard it before, you hear it, some of it today. But I will not teach it like I did that time. I'm just going to release these things. The prophetic repairs. The repairs is an acronym. And the R stands for release. That's the first R. So, for the rest of this year, beginning today, the things that have been held up. Now, as we are releasing this thing, if you believe, if you agree, you can put your amen in the chat room. You can acknowledge, you can engage like that. Praise the Lord. Now, the things that have been held up, that have been obstructed, they will now be released. There will be opening of the gates. Glory to God. You know, because we are now declaring this release. Glory to God. Open ye the gates. That's a declaration. On such a day as this, well, I say, let the gates be open. Did the Lord say that? Remember, we can't say anything and expect it to come to pass if the Lord didn't already say it. But if the Lord already said it, no, why not? Now we just repeat his word, especially when the Holy Ghost says so. Open ye the gates, Isaiah 26 and 2. The righteous nation keepeth the truth, may enter in. Well, I say open the gates, let the gates be open that you may enter in. And God, you know, this month and the rest of this year and beyond, will keep you in perfect peace. I declare for you in Jesus' name. The opening of the gates, Isaiah 45 and verse 2. Powerful declaration that you must receive for yourself today, as we call it for. Let those gates be opened. The Lord said, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, cut asunder the bars of iron. So let certain gates that have held you back, let those gates be opened. Hallelujah. The bars that have shut people in are going to be cut asunder this month in the name of Jesus Christ. You release, we release it, you believe it, claim it for your situation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 10. Go through. Don't just stand there wondering what this month will be like. Go through the gates, saith the Lord. And the Lord, you know, he gave commandment to some of the priests. He said, look, carry the ark and go before the people. And as you get there, as your feet will touch on the brinks of Jordan, shall come to pass that the waters shall be cut off. But he commanded the priest to go before. Well, go through, he said. Well, so I'm going through. Come on with me. Hallelujah. Go through this next month with confidence, knowing that the Lord has ordered it. Praise the Lord. There are the banner of the Lord. We're carrying that banner. That banner is going in front of us. We're preparing the way for the people. We're casting up a highway. We're gathering out the stones and anything else. We're lifting up a standard. What is that standard? The banner. You know, and lift a standard as banner that goes in front of you. The word of the Lord, the name of the Lord is going with you. We're going through. We're proclaiming your salvation is coming, saith the Lord. You know, this is the month, you know, that will spring forth these things in your life. Praise the Lord. Now, you yourself, though, you must react accordingly. Isaiah 52 and verse 2 says, loose yourself from the bands around your neck. You shake yourself from that dust. That's right. When the Lord has given you such a command, well, why let anything else, you know, be around your neck? Don't put your neck under the yoke of the devil's bondage again. Shake yourself. Snap out of these doldrums and different things that people are in. Snap out of it and take the victory that the Lord has assured you. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord unto you today, that there is a release. Glory to God. A release that is coming for you. Thank you, Jesus. In the book of Micah, chapter 2, verse 13, I'm going to give you this word today. The breaker anointing is upon you. Glory to God. The breaker anointing has come up for you. Glory to God. And we passing through the gate. We have gone out of it. Our King is going before us. And the Lord is at the head of them all. The Lord is in front of us. The breaker anointing is with us. The King is going in front of us. We're passing on. Just like the priests carry the ark, pass on, and the people follow. Well, we're following on with the Lord because the Lord said, go through. So we're going through this next month with expectation. This next 30 days, go through with expectation. In fact, you know, some of the expectation that you were having before, which might not have all come to pass, well, let there be renewed expectation. Praise the Lord. Now, the E in repairs is for expansion. Glory to God. Exponential growth. Gaining new territories. That's right. You know, the Lord said to Abraham one time in Genesis 13, and he said to him in verses 14 and 15, he said, come out here, I want to show you something. After that, Lot had departed from him. Lot, Abraham gave him a chance. Well, our companies are fighting. You know, let's spread out. You know, you take the first choice. You know, you look around. If you go left, I'll go right. If you go right, I'll go left. Well, so Lord picked what he thought was better looking, the plains that looked good to him, picked those plains that looked well watered and green. No problem. While Abraham was thinking about it, God said, don't worry about it. Come out here. I'm going to show you something. And Lot took him out, put him in a place, said, look, I want you to look. Look to the left. Look to the right. Look in front. Look behind. All around. 360. All that you're from the place where you are right now. Ladies and gentlemen, from the place where you are today, I want you to become a visionary. You know, look and see. See more to get more. Glory to God. That's what God told Abraham. The more you can see, the more I can give you. Now you got to be at a vantage point to be able to see, to be able to see more. You can't allow things to block your view. So, you know, if you want to see more, well, you climb up, you know, to see more. And people in the lighthouse, they have to climb up higher so that they can see more, you know, the see farther out. So you say, the Lord said, all that you can see. Well, I want to challenge you today. All that you can see. You know, what can you see? What do you see for yourself in this month and beyond? What do you see? The Lord said, well, all that you can see, I'll give it to you. But first you have to see it in order for you to get it. Well, you said that doesn't make any sense. Well, yeah, it does. When the Lord says so, you know, this is not the seeing in order to believe. No. This is the seeing that brings things forth. Some people say, well, I won't believe until I see. Well, the so-called doubting Thomas, one of his disciples, said that. And Jesus said, well, yeah, showed him, and he came the second time and said, come and see. And then he saw, and then he said, oh, I believe, my Lord, my God. And Jesus said, well, you now believe because you have seen? Blessed are those that see not but believe. That's not that we are talking about today. Don't get confused. This one, God says you must visualize it. You must see it. Now, all the visionaries that God has blessed this world with, that create content creators, people who have created great things for us, advancements in technology and so forth, that people like this, they see the thing. You know, they see that this is possible. When everybody say no, even when nobody knows, I could see, you know, I mean, how did electricity come about? How did flying come about? I mean, how did all of these things? Somebody saw something and dared to go for it. That's why we're enjoying these things today. Well, you got to see ahead what it is that you want the Lord to give you. Powerful scripture in John chapter 16 and verse 13. Jesus said this about the Holy Ghost. When you have him, he said he will show you things to come. Well, what does he mean show you things to come? Well, you know, you are here today in June 1 and the Holy Spirit show you, you know, things to come. It could be on the 24th of June. It could be something. It could be something else. You know, there's something. You see it before the end of this month. You see something. Holy Spirit show it to you. People may be in a wheelchair. Holy Spirit show you getting out of that wheelchair. Hallelujah. You know, it may not be for this month, but you see it. It's sometime coming. You know, you can see yourself walking down that aisle. Holy Spirit show it to you. You can see yourself carrying that baby. Holy Spirit will show you. You can see your son coming out of that jailhouse. Holy Spirit will show it to you. You know, and so on and so forth. You know, he will show you these things to come. And the moment he shows it to you, you latch onto it. Glory to God. Say, my eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord. Lord has shown it to me. I know it's coming. And you begin to declare. Don't wait until you physically see it. You've already seen it in the spirit. That's just, look. The things that are not seen, we are told, they are the eternal things. They are even more real than the things that are seen. The things that are seen, they are temporal things. The things that are not seen, they are even more real. That's what the scripture says. So what God shows you in the spirit realm is even more real than physically. So when God shows it to you like that, you know, believe it. Gain new territories. Believe God and go for it, you know. And Isaiah 54 verses 1 and 3, 1 to 3, God calls us, call this out for us. We believe God for expansion. We say, well, I quoted that last year. Well, I quote it again. Praise God. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing. Cry aloud. And that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate. And the children of the married woman. The Lord knows what to do. Now, enlarge the place of thy tent. A couple of weeks ago, you know, I called out this prayer of this man called Jabez. You know, I prayed, I said, Lord, oh Lord, that you would enlarge my coasts. Well, there is a commandment to do that. First Chronicles 4 and 10. Jabez was praying that prayer, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coasts, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that he will not grieve me. And the Lord granted him. What about you? Why not? Well, that's what the Lord wants you to do. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 2, he calls out what he wants you to do. And as we are going to through these call-outs, be doing them. Be calling these things out for yourself. You can be writing it down in a book or whatever, but be calling it out. And let me tell you something. The Lord is handing you a new chapter this month. It's blank. And it's giving you a pen of fire. That's right. You can write in it whatever you want. Glory to God. And he says, well, whatever you say on earth will be sanctioned from heaven. You bind, it'll be bound. You lose, it'll be loose. So you put down in this chapter, this new month, what you want the Lord to do or begin to do. Well, as far as he's concerned, he's already done it. And the angels are waiting for you to declare it. So, declare it, that thou mightest be justified. That's right. Declare it. You've got to believe God and go for it. So, Isaiah tells you to expand your horizon. You know, believe for more. Don't just confine yourself in little things. You got to believe God for more. The Holy Spirit will show you, though. Don't go out on a limb just like that. The Holy Spirit is the one that's going to show you. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch out the curtains of your habitation. Spare not. That means dare to believe. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For thou, you know, this is the assurance. Do these things. Step out by faith, because you will break forth on the right hand and on the left. Glory to God. And thy seed shall also inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate places be inhabited. It's coming. God is bringing something forth. This is the month that will spring forth the expansion for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, in the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 31 to 32, Jesus spoke a parable, you know, like something that expands out of something very little. It starts out as something little at first, but then it expands, you know. So in the hand of the Lord, a little one can become, you know, a great nation, a small one can become a thousand. The Lord can do these things, but you've got to believe them and call it out for yourself. And I'm calling it out for you today in the name of Jesus. Listen to this in Isaiah 60 and verse 22. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. What time are we in? The Lord's time. Next time somebody asks you for, hey, you got the time? Well, you tell them, yeah. So what time is it? So, well, we're in the Lord's time. Glory to God. It's a great way to start witnessing to somebody too. When they ask you, hey, you got the time? Say, yeah. You know, say, well, what time is it? So, well, we're in the Lord's time. You know, you tell them some things about that too. Well, for you, you are in the Lord's time. He's hastening. He's calling for it right now. You put it in his hands. The small thing, you can take it. You can put, you can take five fishes, two loaves, five fishes or five loaves and two fishes, whatever it is, just a small boy's lunch. You can put it in his hand and he can multiply, can expand it to thousands, feed thousands. But when he expands it, he puts it right back in your hands. So it's going to, that's why I said at the beginning, my hands are blessed. Now, Jesus' hands were blessed. All you had to do is, in fact, people knew, they brought the little children, so put your hands on them. Just put your hands. They are blessed. When you put your hands, you know, and you brought the little boy's lunch into Jesus' hand. He just put his hands on it and give it back to you. And once he puts his hand on it, it's a done deal. That thing is now carrying increase. So, are your hands blessed? Do you have the vision to expand? Can you believe God for more? Glory to God. So it's mustard seed starts very little, but then it grows into more. Jesus told Peter in Luke chapter 5 and verse 4, say, launch out into the deep. Don't stay here on the edges. Believe for more. Glory to God. So let's believe for more. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 6, you know, the Lord told them, he gave them a commandment. He said, look, you have dwelt long enough in this mount. You've been stagnant long enough. There's time for expansion. You know, take you, turn your journey, go and do something. Praise God. I'm calling for you the beginning of this month, a month of expansion. Glory to God. But you must collaborate with the Holy Spirit. You must visualize what he's showing you. You must believe for it. You must call it forth. And it's going to work for you. Praise the Lord. Now, remember the word of the Lord that we speak unto you this day. Calling forth for yourself every day of this month. Begin to speak it forth for yourself. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In the book of Micah chapter 4 verse 13, the Lord says to you, arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion. I will make thy horn like iron, and I will make thy hoofs like brass, and thou shalt beat in pieces many people. Now we concentrate your gain unto the Lord, your substance unto the Lord of the whole earth. The Lord said, arise, go forth. Isaiah says, arise and shine. Isaiah 60. For the glory of the Lord is upon you. But you got to believe God for more. The year is the month of expansion. The next letter in the prophetic repairs acronym is a P. And that P is so powerful. It can be any number of things. Well, it is the beginning of your possession. That's a P. But it also has to do with positioning. God will position you in the right place. You will come into your own. I need somebody to say amen in that in the chat room. You're coming into your own this month. Glory to God. The devourer will not be able to dispossess you from the inheritance of the Lord. Now you heard it. I'm going to say it to you again. The devourer will not be able to dispossess you from the inheritance of the Lord. God is giving you a possession. You will now begin to take possession. The things that God has given you that you have not yet obtained, begin to take possession in the name of Jesus. I release it. I declare it. And God said, I am the Lord. I confirmed the word of my servant and bring to pass the counsel of my messengers. Well, would you receive this for yourself today? Surely in blessing will I bless thee, the Lord said in Genesis 22 and verse 17. And in multiplying will I multiply you. Well, and thy seed shall possess. That's that possession now. So you got to possess. The Lord said you will possess. Praise the Lord. But the Lord will put you in the right place too. You got to be in the right place to possess. Glory to God. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 24, you must, God is telling you this thing, rise up and take your journey, pass over this river Arnon. Behold, I have given you the land of Sihon, the Amorite, and king of Heshbon. You know, begin to possess. Ha, glory to God. And contend. You got to contend. This is the month of contending for you to begin to possess. You got to begin to possess. You may not possess all at once, but begin to possess. This month of June 2026, beginning on this first day of this last month of this first half of this year, I declare unto you that ye shall begin to possess in Jesus' name. Glory to God. And he said, this day will I put the dread of you over all the nations. I'll be afraid of you. You know, when you're coming, they will stand at alert and let you pass. Glory to God. Because you're beginning to possess. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. The house of Jacob, Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. This is the time for you to possess your possession, said the Lord. Begin to possess. The house of, you know, Joseph shall possess their possessions. House of Jacob, there will be a flame too. Kindle the house of Edom and burn them up. But begin to possess. You got to begin to possess. This is the month that the Lord is calling for it in your life. And what are those things that have eluded you? Well, write them down in the new page that the Lord has given you this month. You can begin to possess, saith the Lord. Well, you know, this word will come. Some people will believe it and receive it, and others will not. It is a matter of how you engage the word in the spirit. Isaiah 61 verse 7. For your shame, you shall have that double. Glory to God. You know, for confusion, you will receive double. You will get the, in your land, you will possess the double. In your life, you will possess the double. You know, whatever the Lord is promised to give you, it'll be doubled up. Hallelujah. Everlasting joy also be unto you. Lord will double it up. You know, and you can be looking for a baby. God will give you twins. You can be believing God for increase in your salary. Give you double that increase that you're believing for, because the Lord called for it. And I'm declaring it over you today by the word of the Lord. Praise God. Now, your possession is yours. The enemy shall not take it from you. The Lord made this declaration for you. He put an oath behind it. Isaiah 62 and 8. He said, I swear by myself. Now, God doesn't need to swear anything. All he has to say is just say it and it's done. You don't need to swear. So when he puts an oath behind it, that tells you how, you know, serious he is. The Lord has sworn by himself. Glory to God. That I will no more give your corn, even by the right hand of his strength. And I say it this way. I say, can you arm wrestle the Lord down? You're sitting across the devil and Jesus are sitting across the table in an arm wrestling match. Who do you think is going to win? I have sworn by myself and by the right hand of my strength, that I will no more give. The Lord flexes his arm. Sammy said, by the right hand of thy strength, you know, cutting him the victory by his right hand. You know, the Lord said, look, I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thy enemies. Glory to God. And I will not allow the sons of the stranger to drink thy wine for the which thou hast labored. Huh. The Lord said, I swear it. That's it. You can put a stamp on it for you to receive that blessing like that. It's a blessing that he has called for you. And it is so for yourself. It is time. Daniel spoke about the time, you know. Psalms calls it the time to favor God's people. Well, Daniel spoke about it in Daniel chapter 7. You know, he talked about it in verse 18. Also verses 21 to about 28. He said, look, the time is coming that the saints shall possess that which is theirs. You know, Jesus spoke in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 34. He said, this kingdom was prepared for you before the world began. But you never come into it. You've never come into your own. Well, Daniel said there is a time, I can see it, that the saints shall possess the kingdom. The kingdom will be given to them and not to any other persons. It will come. Say that time is coming. Glory to God. Well, the psalmist said, it is time for God to favor Zion. Well, the time of your possession has arrived. Now arise and begin to possess. He said, well, take your journey and begin to possess and contend with the devil. For I, the Lord, will contend for you against anybody that is standing in your way. I'm going to give you the victory. Praise the Lord. But you got to arise and go over this Jordan. You can't stay in this place. You've been in this place too long. Glory to God. The day of visitation is here. Thou shalt arise and favor your people because the hour has come. Psalm 102 and verse 13. The time to favor her has come. Yea, the set time is here for you to possess. And God will put you in position, you know, for you to possess. Praise the Lord. The Lord told Joshua, and he gave him commandment. He said, look, go and possess, you know, everything that I give you. Joshua 1, verse the first four verses. You got to go out there and you are going to possess. Praise the Lord. It is time for you. I want you to believe this for yourself. Believe it for your children as well. There have been any setbacks. Well, it is time. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 1. He said, it is time that you should go in and possess the land which the Lord has given you. Well, that was there. Time, it was about possessing a land. For you, it is about possessing the things that God has promised you. And I'm looking for any land right now, you know, but what things God has promised you, it's time for you to possess those things in the name of the Lord, you know, and with many other such words, I exhort you today to believe that it is time for you to possess, you know. Take a moment and just silently say, Lord, I will arise and I will go forward and I will begin to possess. Because the Lord says so, and this month will mark the beginning of it. When you look back later on, you will say, wow, yeah, isn't the Lord good? He said that. And it was so. Praise the Lord. You know. Then the A in the prophetic repairs is for acceleration and advancement. This is the month that will kick in for you. I declare for you in Jesus' name. The month for you to receive supernatural ability. You know, to trigger the things of God and His purposes in your life. It will come upon you. It will just come. You know, the plans, His purposes, His will for your life will come at a much faster rate than is humanly possible. That's what acceleration is. That's what spiritual acceleration is. Things that have lingered will now suddenly get done. You accomplish a great deal more in a short time, you know, than all your previous struggles. That's what divine acceleration and advancement means. Suddenly, rapid response to things. Acceleration. Now, one time I was on the subject of this acceleration, and the Lord showed me this crawling snail spirit. And I had to deal with it. Well, you know, that spirit is a wily old spirit, and it works even through procrastination. You know, some people are plagued with that. Procrastinate, and things don't happen in your life. Everything is procrastinated. Because you yourself, you are a procrastinator. Well, that must change. Glory to God. You know, Jesus even told, even Judas, said, what you do, do quickly. I mean, there is no need to procrastinate. Do it already. Praise God. Whatsoever your hands find to do, do it already. What do you want to procrastinate till tomorrow? What you can do today for? You know, that spirit of procrastination is what leads to the lack of advancement. You know, but God, in this month, will cause you to accomplish even more. And, you know, God will bring things in your life. Hallelujah. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1 and verse 12, the Lord talks about acceleration. Say, thus said the Lord unto me. Well, the Lord said, what do you see? Well, he asked me, so what do you see? Well, I see some blessings for God's people. Well, the Lord said, okay, fine. Declare it to them on this first day of June. You say, well, you know, and I, the Lord, will accelerate it. That's what hasten means. I will hasten it. I will accelerate it. I will accelerate my word to perform it. It's going to be this month for you. The month of acceleration. Glory to God. In the book of Habakkuk chapter 3. Verse 19, this man declared acceleration for himself. After he has been through bankruptcy or whatever, fig tree was not blossoming, everything cut off from the stalks and everything like that. He lost everything. He said, well, I will now turn my eyes unto the Lord, for the Lord will make my feet like hinds' feet. That's acceleration. He will set me upon my high places. That's acceleration. God will now give you a quantum leap. You know, things that difficult to accomplish, all of a sudden, boom, just like that, it begin to happen for you this month. I declare it in the name of Jesus. That, but, you know, you got to go forward. You can't stand still. Now, the Lord said to them in Exodus 14 and 15, say, go forward. You know, don't be here grumbling about anything. You've got to move. Praise God. You know, you've got to move. No more delay. No more delay. You've got to move forward. There's a lot of wisdom that God gives us against delay. It's not a good thing, you know, to be delaying. No. Go forward and do that which God has put in your heart. The time is right. Jesus said, if time is here, you know, people are saying, well, there's still 4 months to the harvest. I said, no, the fields are wide already. Don't delay. Do it now. Put in the sickle and reap. Glory to God. You know, so don't delay. And here's my word, the word of the Lord that I declare to you today by my word, the word that he has put in my mouth for you. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 12, verses 25 and 28, you know, well, no more delay. It's basically what the Lord is saying. As you know, everybody been saying, well, you know, all this stuff that we've been hearing about Emerge, Quantum Leap, Repairs, Epic, and all these things, they've been delayed. Their vision is for yet a long time. The Lord said in the book of Ezekiel chapter 12 and verse 25, this proverb that you have been saying, everything is delayed, is here for the future and so on. Say, no, you know, you're no longer going to say that. We reject that now. You know, the effect of the vision will be right now. In this month, it will spring forth. And shall you not know it, said the Lord? Well, yeah, it's going to spring forth now. We will not be using this delay tactics anymore. Enough of that already. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to believe God and quietly, you know, challenge yourself to go forward. This proverb will cease that, you know, things are for the future and things are delayed. No, the days at hand, said the Lord, an effect of every vision. And the Lord said unto them, you know, through the word of the prophet, he said, son of man, say unto the house of Israel, you know, say unto them, thus said the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore. But the word which I have spoken shall quickly be done. I put that quickly here. Accelerate it. I will hasten it, said the Lord. And so you're getting that acceleration. It's a turbo booster for you that the Lord is giving you this month. Those, although delays and stuff, well, things will suddenly be accelerated. Even when you're waiting for, you might have been waiting for some approval from some government agency or whatever. You know, suddenly, listen to this, Psalm 18 and verse 33. The Lord will make my feet like hinds feet and set me upon my high places. The same thing that Habakkuk was saying in 3 and 19. You know, suddenly, you know, he will elevate. Bring acceleration and for you, because the Lord has called for it. Advancement, you know, no more delay. It will suddenly be done. And when it starts, saith the Lord, it shall come like a flood. See, it's like, yeah, you've been waiting for it, you know, for a long time. And then suddenly, once it starts, it will come like a flood. Glory to God. Rapidly. Rapid response coming one after the other unto you. And then the eye in the prophetic repairs is increase. Glory to God. This is the time of increase for you. God has called for it. Even though, you know, things before have been sluggish and slow, but through acceleration and increase is coming great abundance. Glory to God. In the book of Job, chapter 8 and verse 7, it said, though thy beginnings were small, yet thy latter end shall greatly increase. All of a sudden, it's a great increase. Something that starts small suddenly brings a great increase. Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 3 and 5. I mean, 3 to 5. The Lord promises tremendous increase for you. Hallelujah. Blessed shall thou be in the city. Blessed shall thou be in the field. Wherever you are, you travel, you are here in the village, anywhere. You know, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, the fruit of thy kind. Increase of thy kind, flocks, everything that you have. Well, these people are cattle rearers. But whatever you are doing today, a blessing of increase will be upon it beginning this month. Hallelujah. Because we are declaring it to be so. Increase is coming for you. Psalm 115 verse 14. The Lord said, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. This month will be increased. You're going to hear testimonies, not only for yourself, even for your from your children. Now, hear the word of the Lord, and it will come to pass. The Lord will watch over it. It will not fall to the ground. There will be testimonies coming forth from your children for increase beginning this month. You'll hear it, and your heart will be glad. And you'll say, blessed be the name of the Lord. And you will return to give praise unto the Lord as well. Increase is coming for you this year. I mean this month. Beginning this month. And it doesn't matter where you are. But you and your children. Even if you are old, your increase is coming. Psalm 92 tells you about that. Verses 12 to 13. They shall still increase even in old age. Continue to increase, you know, you and your children, not just your children, but you and your children. And not just you, it's you and your children. It's a package deal. The Lord will give it to you and give it to your children as well. And you will hear joy and gladness. Glory to God. You know, now, the Lord is going to increase your value too. Even in spiritual things, increase. You will see it. Praise God. Increase is coming for you. Every which way, you know, that the Lord promised it. You know, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 26, he promised increase to them. But you've got to believe it, you know, and you got to do these things. If you walk in my statutes, right? He said, you walk in my statutes. It's that big if again from verse 3 of Leviticus 26. You walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them. Then I will give you rain in your season and your land shall yield increase. Increase is coming. Trees of the field shall also yield. Increase is coming to you. Beginning this month, we declare it in the name of the Lord. You can pen it down in your page, a blank page that God has put for you. You can write whatever you want, and God's going to do it. Increase it for you like that this month. Many examples of tremendous increase in the lives of God's people. Abraham, tremendous increase. Genesis 13 and 2. Isaac, tremendous increase. Genesis 26, 12 and to 14. Jacob, tremendous increase. Genesis 30 and 43. I'm going through this very, very quickly. You know, even Israel, you know, Psalm 105, verse 24. Lord brought them forth with silver and gold. Tremendous increase. David, 1 Chronicles 29, verses 25 to 28. Tremendous increase. Solomon, 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 23 to 27. Tremendous increase. Hezekiah, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 27 to 29. What more can I say? The time will fail me to tell of so many other increases that God has given. Praise God. Now, the last hour in the prophetic repairs, we had 1 hour before, which was you know, the first hour we had was release. This second hour that we have is restoration, recovery, and rest. You know, powerful, powerful. You know, the so many things that the Lord wants to restore. Wants to restore your health. Wants to restore your happiness. Wants to restore your liberty. He wants to restore your stability. He wants to restore your mind. He wants to restore your joy. I mean, just so many things. And this, it will begin to spring forth this year. Your health. Exodus 15 and 26. Exodus 23 and 25. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and 15. The Lord even said, look, not only will I restore, I will remove it from the midst of you. Glory to God. To the point where Isaiah 33 and 24 declares, the inhabitants of that land shall no longer say that I am sick. This is the month that your narrative must change concerning your health. You can't own any sickness. You can't say, I have this sickness. No, you don't have it. Inhabitants of the land must say they are not sick. Cannot say I'm sick. God said, I will heal you of your wounds. Jeremiah 30 and 17. I will restore health unto you, he said. Glory to God. So talking about health, so many wonderful promises about health. Now, in this month of June, starting today, glory to God, many things will begin to come to you in health. Jeremiah 33 and 6, I will bring you health and cure. I will cure them and I'll give you abundance of peace and truth. All these promises are yours for the getting. You know, you got to lay hold on these promises. Receive them for yourself. Malachi chapter 4 verse 2, the Son of Righteousness will arise over you with healing in his wings. Beginning this month, your health will spring forth speedily. Glory to God. Even 3 John 1 and 2 says, you know, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. And as your soul prosper. Well, what about your liberty, your, you know, freedom in the spirit? You can't be under bondage anymore. God will restore rest unto you. Leviticus 26 and 13. The Lord will remind you, I am the Lord that brought you from the land of captivity and delivered you that you should not be bondage in bondage again and cause you to go upright. They were so laden with burdens on their back that they were bent over. They couldn't even stand up straight because of heavy burdens. Now, all your heavy burdens, it's time for them to be lifted, saith the Lord. Come unto me, Jesus said, Matthew 11 and 28. And I will give you rest. Glory to God. I give you rest like that. I say, look, you take upon me, trade your yoke that you've been bearing all alone by yourself for the one that I will give you. You know, my own yoke is easy and my burden is light. I'm going to give you, I will lighten your body. That's recovery and rest. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And God wants you to have that. You know, he wants you to have deliverance also from depression, you know, and hurt. Isaiah 26 and 3. And our Lord will keep you in perfect peace. Will restore peace unto you as you keep your mind on him. Glory to God. These are the things that God desires for you. And these are the things that we're calling out for you in the name of the Lord. And receive them for yourself. Now, bring your vessels, not a few. When the Lord is on a roll and you are on a roll, and don't stop. You know, keep claiming these things. There are plenty more where they came from. The Lord healeth the broken in heart. Psalm 147 verse 3. To heal all matters of depression. He binded up their wounds and so forth. You do that too. And this is the month. Claiming for yourself and your loved ones. Glory to God. Gladness and joy will return to you beginning this month. Isaiah 35 and verse 10. And Isaiah 51 verse 11. Therefore shall the redeemed of the Lord return. And come with singing. Glory to God. Joy and gladness will be in their mouth and so forth. God is anointing you with oil of joy and oil of gladness, you know, and God is restoring many things. Job chapter 42 verse 10. The Lord restored Job from his captivity. All the negative things that happened in his life, all of a sudden, the Lord began to restore and gave him double. The Lord will restore relationships also. Now, this month is a month of reparation of, you know, or repairing of relationships as well. Even parental relationships, relationships like that. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 to 6, you know, gives us a prophetic outlook unto this repair of relationships. He said, the Lord will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. That's repairing the relation, the broken relationships there. Well, you must start with the father. Don't be waiting for your son. You know, you reach out to them. Glory to God. You know, close that bridge. Some parents have not spoken to some of their children for years. Maybe some child, you know, just detached themselves. Go after them, said the Lord. You know, God will turn the hearts of the parent to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers. There's restoration of even relationships. You know, talk about even in marriage, there's restoration coming. God will give you rest too. Praise the Lord. We've already talked about Matthew 11:28, rest. You know, Mark 6:31, Jesus said, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place for a while and rest, you know, and God will give you rest this month. There remaineth a rest for the people of God. Hebrews 4, there's a rest that God wants you to have, you know, and this is the month you begin to enter into it. And God can actually give you rest. Did you know that? Doesn't mean that you fold your arms and sit down. No, it just means that instead of laboring four times to get something, you labor 1/4 of the time and get the same thing. That's 16 times of a blessing. You know, God will do it for you like that and give you rest, you know, and this is the month also of restoration of peace and salvation and righteousness in your families. Glory to God. Isaiah 45:8. He said, heavens and earth will conjunct together. Drop down from heaven. You know, let his skies pour down righteousness. Drop down even the heavens and so forth. Pour your substance down, you know, and let the earth open up. Let them walk together to bring forth salvation. I, the Lord, have commanded it. Salvation is coming to your family. Jesus told one man, Zacchaeus, he said, salvation, come into your house today. Well, salvation is coming to your family this month. But you must open your mouth to proclaim the gospel to them. Now, everything that the enemy has taken from you, that you have lost, even through some of your own misdoings, Jesus said in Joel 2, God said it, verses 25-27, I will restore, saith the Lord, and my people shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And the cankerworm, caterpillar, locust, and palmerworm, all the things they have taken from them, I will restore, saith the Lord. Glory to God. You know, there were two stories, powerful stories of restoration. One in 1 Samuel 30. David at Ziklag, the enemy took everything that he had. The Lord said to him in 1 Samuel 30:8, says, you will surely recover all. All! Glory to God. Now, everything that the enemy has taken from you, your peace, your quietness, your rest, your assurance, in this month, you begin to recover all. That's right. You begin to recover all. You know, and this is the month also in which you will discover that the enemy cannot prevail against you. You know, this very month, according to Esther 6:13, on the 13th day of the sixth month, something significant happened, which is this month. What is it that happened? Well, in this month, you know, you'll find out that the enemies cannot prevail against you. Now, this is what they said unto him. They said, well, if Mordecai, they said this to Haman on the 13th day of the month of June. So in this month, yeah, even the cohorts of the devil, they realize they can't prevail against you. They said to Haman, they said, look, if Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, you know, you have already begun to fall before him and you cannot prevail against him. Now, these were instigators that were instigating the man before, you know, to go ahead and kill all of the people. Well, they told him, you can't do it. You've started to fall and you will fall before him. And that happened on the 13th day of the sixth month. Because that prophetically, I call it out as Ezra 6 and 13. So, yeah, prophetic numbers, right? 6 and 13. Well, so even in this month, we're going to believe God that even the wickedness in high places, they will realize that they cannot prevail against you. Did not Jesus say that? You know, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Gates of hell shall not prevail against the work I'm doing in the lives of my children, building my church. Well, yeah, he said it, and it will be so. Praise the Lord. And also, Luke chapter 15, verses 22 to 24, powerful story of restoration. Even in the case of this one, whose foolishness and his own misdoings brought him into a place of penury. He had a lot that came to him, but he squandered it away. You know, and even despite that, you know, there was a restoration. God will bring him into, God brought him into, you know, the state of mind that he realized. He came to his own senses. Well, this month, many of you will begin to come to the right place in your mind and bring you to a place of restoration. I will return unto my Father. And I will reconcile. And he said, well, I'm going to ask for forgiveness. Some of us are in some place, bad places, because of bad things that we have done. This month, clean it up, said the Lord. Let's clean that up. Come to the Lord, and he will make it all good. You yourself will be a repairer of the breach and a restorer of pastor dwelling. Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 12. Praise the Lord. And last but not the least, the S in the prophetic repairs is for great successes. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, thou shalt have good success. Psalms 1 verses 1 to 3, again, you will have good success. Why? Because you are connected to the source. Praise the Lord. And I want to give this benediction over the house. Psalm 90. I want to read verses 16 and 17. In this month, beginning this month, may this scripture take a hold on you and yours. Glory to God. Let thy work appear unto these thy children, O Lord, and let their glory appear unto their seed after them. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And be upon you. I declare the beauty of the Lord be upon you this month. I declare for you and establish thou the work of their hands upon them. Lord, establish it. Yea, establish it. Now, there's an establishment coming for you. You will begin to see it. Begin to take root. The Lord said, and you shall take root downward. And you shall bear root upward. It shall begin to happen. This month, going forward, I declare for you in the name of Jesus, the beauty of our Lord God upon the work of your hands. And the Lord begin to establish you. See, starting struggles, you know, begin to fall apart and foundations begin to be more secured. It will happen. You'll see it. You praise the name of the Lord. Great successes are coming for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 11 and 12, he said, well, God is calling forth celebrations and success and successes for you even beginning this month. We declare for you as part of our declaration unto you today. And here's what it says, you know, he says, my word that's gone out of my mouth shall not return unto me void. So all these words that we've spoken today in the name of the Lord, well, they will prosper. Prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it and accomplish that which I please, saith the Lord. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands for you. That's celebration. People will be celebrating your success beginning this month in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Lord, you know, with so many other words, I want to encourage you today to believe the Lord. Jehoshaphat has told them, he said, look, believe the Lord your God, and so shall ye be established. Well, believe also his prophets, you know, and so shall ye prosper. I may not be a prophet exactly, but I'm functioning in that role today. I'm calling out the word of the Lord over you as a prophet over this house today. We'll bring that word to come to pass in your life. All you got to do, just like Jehoshaphat encouraged them, well, all you got to do is to, you know, believe the word of the Lord, the prophetic release that is coming to you today. If you can believe it and begin to declare it for yourself, then you will also get it. What you can declare, you will get. Glory to God. And I say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that the word which we have spoken today shall not return void. Praise the Lord. It will prosper in the thing whereunto it has been sent. Yeah. And you will prosper. You will have celebrations and so on and so forth this month, beginning and going forward. Now that's our lesson today. I want to leave it there. And I'm going to pray every one of these things that I've declared for you today. Let them be activated by your faith. The word of the Lord has gone forth. Lord, I pray thy words which have been spoken to us before, which the Holy Spirit has reminded us today, let them begin to be verified in the lives of your children as it is this day. To God be the glory. Now, on this first day of this 6 month, being the beginning of the last month of the first half of this year, came the word of the Lord unto you with this blessing. Receive it. Open your mouth wide, and the Lord will fulfill it. The word shall not fall to the ground, but it accomplish its purpose. And the thing, God's pleasure, will be done for you, said the Lord. Thank you, Father. Now I come against all blockers that will try to prevent this word in your life from taking root. Come against them and shatter them to pieces in Jesus' name. Gates, you know, that have been trying to block your progress, bars of iron, shatter them in the name of Jesus. The snail spirit, a spirit of procrastination, we shatter them in the name of Jesus. Spirit of fear, you know, that's preventing you from launching forth in faith. God said, get up and go out and begin to possess. I command the power of the Lord to go forth and break asunder the gates of brass, the bars of iron. Cut them down in the name of Jesus. And let the people of God go. God said, let my people go. Let the people of God go. Open ye the gates too. Let the King of Glory come on in, and let the people come into their own and their possession in the name of Jesus. Acceleration coming for you. Expansion coming for you. Restoration coming for you. Release coming for you. Increase coming for you. Possession coming for you. And success and celebration coming your way. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Amen.